with that kind of an approach.
Yeah.
I would have approached it in a much different way to teach people how to use the wands to extend their energy out, to help people
right.
to change in the environment around. Instead, the approach is, look out, people, we're armed with a .357 Magnum crystal.
Uh-huh.
and if you're not careful, we'll blow the top of your brains out. No, I'm exaggerating a little, but I only wanted to tell you, this was my personal experience with it, and at the same time, I want to compliment the writer on doing a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's not an approach I would have used.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, does that help you, Charmin?
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you
good
very
night.
Much for calling. By the way, you can go ahead and taste your water now.
And
see if you notice a difference, and if you do, check in with us.
Okay. Either.
Let me give you the check-in numbers, 520-TALK, all of those, at Alexandria 2 Bookstore in Pasadena. Alexandria 2 was the largest selection of metaphysical videos in Southern California, and over 4,000 book titles on subjects from astral projection to UFOs. And now, meet Bob Treisch, expert in the field of UFOs, presenting a lecture and slideshow at Alexandria 2 on Sunday, February 9th at 2 p.m., then mark your calendar to meet Dale Walker, author of The Crystal Book, at Alexandria 2 on Tuesday, February 25th, to elaborate even more on crystals as he's doing here tonight. Autograph signing an hour before the lecture, which begins at 7:30 p.m. That's Alexandria 2 Bookstore, 3686 East Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena, at the corner of Rosemead and Colorado. Call for lecture reservations and information at area code 818-792-7885. That's 818-792-7885. KBC time now is 32 minutes past 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. Our good friends at Alexandria 2 there. Dale, you're going to be over there, I understand. That,
yes, in fact, you're going to be there.
Hit your button.
I'm back. I keep forgetting because I'm not one of these radio people. I keep forgetting to push this little button.
Yeah, push your button.
But I will be at the Alexandria
2
bookstore.
Right.
And it will be February 25th.
25th at 6:30. Mm-hmm. You'll be autographing, and at 7:30 there's a lecture on crystals. That's going to be the 25th of February.
Right.
6:30.
In fact, you have a number you can call to find Dale's schedule, because he's going to be in town most of February.
If I can just do this very quickly, I mentioned the Live and Learn on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And on February 7th, 8th, and 9th, Dale's going to be at the Whole Life Expo. There's going to be a crystal panel on Friday, and on Saturday he's got a crystal intensive.
Mm-hmm.
And then February 15th and 16th, he'll be doing his crystal healing workshop, and that will again be at the Live and Learn Center.
Mm-hmm.
The 21st, he's starting a new workshop. This is a totally new thing called Chrysalis, and I'll let him talk about that in just 1 second. I want to give out the number for Heidi Ho, which is 818-761-0945.
And there they can get all of the details.
The whole rundown on the entire tour.
Yeah, once again, it's always better to repeat it. 818-761-0945. All your people out there must have a pad and a pen waiting for all this. Because you do get a tremendous amount of information.
Well, I have the finest audience in radio.
No doubt about it.
I really think so. And we'll give you those numbers a little bit later. But if you call at the 818 number, 769-0945, they can give you more details than we have time to go into here, because of some of your lectures, I noticed there's some cost involved in some of your intensives and things, and so you can get all of that, those facts from Dee.
From Dee.
Who'll be answering the phone up there tonight. All right, are we ready to go to Georgia? Georgia. What's on your mind, huh?
Hi. Well, I want you to know we're not only filling up two pieces of paper, but we're taping the show. We love your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank
it's
you,
marvelous. Ma'am. We look forward to Saturday night so we can hear you.
So, well, I look forward to being with you.
Wonderful. I'd like to ask Dale a number of things. Number one, what about diamonds? And in particular, our interest is we want some relief for lung cancer, and we were wondering what color crystal would be best for that, and what would he recommend?
Okay, I'll answer your questions. Let's take one at a time.
Thank you.
When I have a whole lineup of things into my mind is running in about 12 tracks.
I know.
But one at a time, diamonds. We found that diamonds really do not respond to the human energy field very well because they're a very high-frequency vibration.
Uh-huh.
And they do work very well when you're moving up into very high high-frequency thought levels. So if you intend to do tight-band telepathy, they're excellent. We always joke about it and say they're great for intergalactic communication, but not too great for helping pain.
Uh-huh.
But if you connect a diamond with a quartz crystal, it becomes something else again, because the quartz then becomes the vehicle through which you can make changes in your what we call the crown chakra or the upper mind spiritual levels. But that's a very advanced type of thing,
yes,
that you can get into. Now, your next question is having to do with a stone for cancer. I do not prescribe
I realize
anything.
That.
We have had some definite responses to in special controlled conditions, using doctor's permissions, of course, with cancer patients of all types.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a specific energy balancing technique for cancer in the healing workshop, which has had some very good response. And we don't have any definitive research to prove anything on this. It's just that our indications are that we definitely could make a change, beneficial change. The other thing is, I would never give that out over the radio, because it's not that simple a thing. There's no quick fix. But there is a particular therapeutic energy balancing process that we have found to be most beneficial, which will and can and will be taught in the workshop.
Okay. And how do we get there?
At the Live and Learn Center.
Uh-huh.
And the address, Ho?
13735
uh-huh.
Ventura Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And that's from 11 in the morning till 10 at night, with the lectures at 2 and 7:30.
Now, the workshops, everything is that we're doing, for some reason, just happens to hit at the Live and Learn Center. That makes it very convenient, because whatever we're doing, you have one address, you don't have to worry about it. Usually, I'm doing a workshop in maybe five different places. It's very convenient to do it in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
And right directly after the Whole Life Expo will be the weekend of the healing workshop, the 15th and 16th. That will be at the Live and Learn Center, and it's from 10 to 6 both days.
We're looking forward to that.
Further information about that, and I'll talk a little bit about the other crystal transformation workshop, simply because this is a really dramatic process of personal transformation, moving away from healing and moving into making your life worthwhile in a powerful way. We'll get into that a little bit later, but if you want information about the workshop and anything that has to do with that, give a call at the number we gave you, 818-761-0945.
And Georgia, I would like to suggest that anybody out there that's listening that's interested in these workshops, that they call up and pre-register now, because between this show, well, next week we have the Whole Life Expo. We're going to have so many people, we're
right.
just not going to have enough room for everybody.
Thank
and
you.
And I'd like to see Bill's listeners get ahead of everyone else.
Absolutely.
So please call up, pre-register.
So would I.
We surely will.
You
Thank
guys
you.
Jump in. All right,
May
Georgia.
I ask one more question?
Make it quick.
Go ahead, Dan.
Thank you. Concerning the alexandrite, the purple stone which turns blue under certain light.
And red under the other
yes.
lights. And
does
green
this
and
have
other
particular qualities which are
Yes,
useful?
It definitely does. The alexandrite is very powerful. It operates and affects the upper crown chakra, what we call the ultra chakra levels, which are the fire colors, the pulsing colors when you go into meditation. And the alexandrite is the transformational, the alchemical stone that transforms different levels of consciousness within the crown chakra. Now, probably one person out of 2,000 or 10,000 will know what I'm talking about. But nevertheless, that's the answer for it.
Okay.
Well, I think a lot of our people here know what a crown chakra is. All right, Georgia, thank you very much for
My pleasure.
In.
Thank you so much.
Thank
All
you,
right.
dear.
And Linda.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you so much for your program. It couldn't have happened at a better time.
All right.
I went shopping today to buy a crystal to wear around my neck.
Uh-huh.
And I found myself drawn to an amber crystal.
Yes.
And I'd like you to tell me about that. And also, my birthstone is topaz since I'm a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if that has any correlation, and would it be better because of that?
Well, the last time I was drawn to an amber crystal, it turned out to be a Michelob beer.
But
I was just kidding.
But it looks so neat as a pendant around your neck.
Yes.
Let's start with amber. Now, if you're talking about the fossilized resin, Baltic or Mediterranean amber, that's not a crystal.
Okay.
That's a fossilized resin from trees, basically, millions of years old, and that definitely has an energizing effect, but it works more specifically on the electrical energy field. It does not work as much on any of the other fields as other stones do. However, if you had an amber stone, such as a amber-colored stone, such as a citrine, it is a quartz and does work specifically on the emotional energy field for the lower three chakras, having to do with more of the physical body or the animal body, if you will, the unconscious functions of the body. It also works works very well for colds. A citrine stone works very good for getting rid of colds. My partner Lori loves them. She recommends all the time. And also they're very good when they are in earth tones, such as the yellows, orange, and browns. They're very good for keeping you in the physical body, the process we call grounding.
Mm-hmm.
Now the topaz. Topaz is a beryl silicate. It's a member of the beryl family. It is a cousin to the quartz. All the body energizing stones are members of the silicate family. That's what we found out, because the human body has more silicon in it than it has of any other mineral. So we found that the topaz definitely has a healing, balancing, energizing effect. We use them occasionally, but we find that the colors can usually be duplicated with the citrine, and they're cheaper than a topaz. But if you have a topaz, it's an excellent stone.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't buy the amber because something about it I wasn't sure, and
mm-hmm.
I was going to go back tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So you've helped me with that.
If you would be interested, come over to the Live and Learn Center.
We have a tremendous
selection of things, which I think you'll find whatever you want.
Okay, and then one more short question.
Sure, dear.
When you're going to be wearing the quartz, quartz crystal.
Yes.
Is it best to wear it against your skin, or does it matter if you wear it on top of your clothing?
It doesn't truly matter, except that the closer you are to your skin, there is an increase in the energizing effect. However, the human energy system can only absorb so much energy. What it can't absorb and use, it throws off or radiates out. So if you have a stone, you can wear it on the outside so people can see how beautiful it is, and at the same time it will cause an energizing effect equal to as much energy as your body can absorb until you go through my workshop.
Okay.
By the way, he's wearing his outside of his
yes.
His
okay,
shirt.
Well, I'm looking
Yeah, I'm a show off,
though. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, then.
Oh, a pleasure for me, dear. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Linda, nice to have you aboard.
Thank you, Bill, for your show.
All right, thank you for being a part of it. And we have Cliff here. Hello, Cliff.
Hi, Bill.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm a student, and I'm a major in math and physics, and I am skeptical of, people on your show and all that, but my wife listens to your show all the time.
Is she skeptical?
I listen to it because
of that. I bet she's more of a believer than you are.
And what I'm going to say is the thing about the crystals, I tried it with the water.
Uh-huh.
And I did taste the difference.
Kind of chokes in your throat, doesn't it, there?
Well, I can't explain it, but I thought your listeners might appreciate the fact that a real skeptic would call up and, say that.
I truly appreciate you calling and saying that. And I really enjoy an honest skeptic. You know, I'm an honest skeptic. When I say an honest skeptic, an honest skeptic to me is not somebody who either believes or disbelieves. They say, I'm willing to be shown. I don't believe, I don't disbelieve, show me. I'm from Missouri, I'm a mule, show me.
Well, we believe in that, gotta have that.
And we can show. As a matter of fact, we'll be doing a lot of very interesting demonstrations on a whole range of things at the lectures at the Live and Learn Center. So people out there are skeptics. I'm not asking you to believe a thing I say. You come and I'll show you. That's the bottom line.
And one more thing. Bill, I got to tell you, the week when you were on vacation, you had Thomas Bearden on.
Yes,
and he talked about the weather
mm-hmm.
and the changing of the jet stream. Not much was mentioned. This has, regarding the space shuttle,
mm-hmm.
Not that it really has anything to do with the actual effect of what happened to the space shuttle, but they did mention something about the jet stream. Did you hear that?
Yes, the jet streams were radically altered over the course of the last 3 weeks.
I just wondered if you heard that.
Oh, certainly. We've been watching that very, very closely. I thought the rebroadcast of that program was enormously
timely.
Recall Recall also that the night before, it was 27 below the chill factor in Atlanta, Georgia, and 42 below in southern Georgia and northern Florida. That was the chill factor reading, and they have never had temperatures like that down there. But if you recall last week's show, if you read the article in Let's Talk magazine, we have a very good idea how that's being done. And trying to associate that with what happened with the Challenger, that just can't be done, although I can tell you that a great deal of extremely extensive research is being done on that by NASA.
Yeah, I just thought it would be interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you.
All right,
listen, Cliff, thank you for being the skeptic and coming in and telling us that you tasted the difference.
Okay.
I appreciate that from you very much.
Okay.
I'm Bill Jenkins. We're with Dale Walker and Ho tonight on Crystal. So if we can... Frank gave us a number, now we've lost it. All right? Oh, we've got him. Frank, you're there.
Yes, good evening.
How are you, Dr. Baranowski,
sir? As normal, very terrific. Interested in your program.
Thank
good
you.
Good evening.
Say hello to Dale Walker and Ho.
I think your guests are great. They're explaining it from the eyes of a layman exactly the way they can say it, and I like his honesty. He says, I don't know what's happening, where it's coming from, but it is, and don't question it. It just does.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me of the thing that somebody once asked Edison, what is electricity? He says, I don't know, it just is, use it.
There it is, go.
I feel, well, you know, the same thing, I not only believe that, and I show people and give them ways that they can do something beneficial, but at the same time, you have to know, too, that there's this thing in the back of my head that says, hey, I still want to know. And so I do a lot of different experiments to constantly expand my map of this whole process, and I'm beginning to know some things now.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt because I want to listen too. I'm finding this more interesting. Bill, the reason I called, last week they had what they call the ARE Medical Symposium in Scottsdale.
Yes, it's the Association for Research and Enlightenment.
They had about 850. It was very well attended, and I met a gentleman there from this area named Marcel Vogel.
Oh, yes, Marcel.
And he demonstrated an ability with this crystal. Now, because I see auras, and I didn't know Marcel before then, and he didn't know I could see auras, they asked me to sort of sit off to one side so I could get a picture of, a close-up of him, his aura, and when he brings up somebody up onto the platform, and he holds a crystal in his hand, and then he begins to concentrate on this thing while he's talking, and some rather strange things happen. He would hold his hand behind the and above the head of the person. In one of these cases, a lady was losing the sight in her left eye, and this crystal that he's holding is a big chunk. I would say perhaps maybe 6, 7, 8 inches long, and maybe 2.5, 3 inches in diameter. And he would rotate this thing in a circular motion around the eye, and you could see the skin of the eye actually moving. The eye was closed as if there was a force, and you could see the force, Bill, or that is, I could, coming out of the crystal like a light beam.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds so asinine, but that's exactly what was happening. And her energy suddenly blossomed so that there was a tremendous amount of energy leaking. Just, that's the word to use it, from the back of her head into his hand, which he held maybe about 3 feet behind and above her, as I said. I've never seen that demonstration before.
Well, now, Marcel has been doing that demonstration here for the last year or so, and it is mind-bending what he does.
The interesting thing is, Bill, when Marcel didn't have the crystal in his hand, he's like everybody else. I mean, there's no significant change in his aura is that which I could see, and this is about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm a little tired, and I'm sure he was a little tired. So the aura that I could see extending from him wasn't more than perhaps 36 to 40 inches around him. But the minute he began to, well, no, not even the minute when he grabbed the crystal, it didn't change. It was when he started thinking about what he's doing to this thing, and he does his yoga breathing.
Mm-hmm.
He clears these channels. Now, that increased it tremendously. And when I say tremendously, I'm talking about he was overlapping people in the first 8 and 9 rows that were sitting around, and he must have had, I would venture to say, 300 to 500 people in this auditorium that he was talking in. It was standing room only. So this crystal and the thought behind it
created a tremendous change in the
energy. Yes, it must enhance the energy.
Well, this is something that we have definitely experimented with and shown to be true. Use of pranayama breathing has been known for an awful long time. It's a yogic technique of breathing in a very powerful way to concentrate breath and focus the energy that's available by your breath. And then using the crystal as the amplifier to take that focused energy and send it where you want to go. It's a method, actually, of creating and building a thought form and causing a change to take place in the energy field of the individual. Because Marcel, as all of us do, this Marcel's not the only one who does this. Marcel does it very well.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
And,
I'm sure you may have the same ability.
He's a remarkable individual in doing this. The ability to focus the mind is where his skill is. And the crystal is the power tool that not only amplifies thought and emotional energy, but allows that thought and emotional energy to be focused in a very precise manner. And this particular ability, in our experiments, we have found that we can place somebody in another room altogether and create a dramatic change in their energy field. Not only just slightly, but to increase their energy field so that they emanate an energy field which may be as much as 25 to 30 feet. And we found that we can cause very rapid changes in the auric field and in all of the levels of energy field. And we have several clairvoyant people who constantly monitor what we're doing and find that when an individual has trained their mind, when they have a process which specifically enables them to know what they're doing and to focus a thought, it's absolutely phenomenal the changes that can take place. And this is not just with people, but with animals, with plants, and with actual trees. We work mm-hmm. with trees to make dramatic changes.
I think it's interesting about Marcel in that here is a scientist that for 30 years is one of the leading scientist for the IBM Corporation, actually, mm-hmm. up in San Jose.
Senior chemist for IBM.
Senior chemist. One of the finest gemologists in the world. He certainly knows metal alloys better than anyone probably at all. And his research there...
He's a metallurgist and crystallographer who has basic patents in luminescence and working with...
And he's gotten totally and completely into this field. That's how strongly he feels about it, and this is one of the keenest minds
Bill,
in the world.
Have you had Dr. William Tiller on your program from Stanford?
Bill Tiller?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't had him on, but...
Bill is head of the Material Science Division and has been studying with a grant by the U.S. government crystals and their ability to project energy. And we talked about this, he and I, because one of Tiller's presentations was, again, talking about these types of energies.
Yes, I know Bill Tiller.
He is a very scientific man.
Yes, he is.
One of the things about Tiller is that he can talk for 40 minutes, and it comes out so easy. The trouble is, you got lost in the first five. I mean, it's so scientific. But Tiller says there's just not enough out on this. There's not enough data that we can't say, no, it doesn't work. Yes, it does work, because we have no composite as to why it works. There's no hypothesis.
Yes.
Like in science.
Oh, some are being developed.
Let me tell you something now. The one thing that I have had a long-going objection to the antagonism by the scientific world about crystals, I've been doing this for 11 years, is they tell me that I can't go around saying crystals do thus and so if I haven't taken them in a laboratory and proven it. Well, that's utter nonsense. A true scientist is not one who demands that you fit phenomena in their test tube. A true scientist is one who examines phenomena, does their darndest to recreate phenomena, and then comes up with a theory to govern it. And this is one of the major things that I have found. I have issued a challenge. I've issued it for 11 years now to any organization, university, medical group, scientific group who has the equipment and is willing to fund the effort to do this, to prove what I'm talking about. I know exactly how to do it. I know exactly the type of scientific equipment needed. I know exactly the kind of tests that need to be done. And I put this challenge out every time, and you know something? Nobody wants to take me up on it. And at the same time, I tell them, you come to one of my lectures, and you bring anybody you want who has a physical ache or pain. I'll show them, not me, how to take that pain away. You tell me why that phenomenon occurs.
Well, that's it. You said something about healing in the beginning. I was picking up on this radio here in the motel room. We don't know what goes on in healing. You can go to see your physician, and he'll give you three pills and tell them to take them 8 hours apart, and by tomorrow you'll feel better. What happens to a guy in Africa when he goes to see the local witch doctor who takes three piles of sand, throws them in the air, says, by tomorrow you'll feel better? If there's a cure in both cases, why?
Well, we don't know. Frank, do you want to stay on the line?
I want to listen. I can't listen and talk.
Well, we're going to...
It's a super program, as usual.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you for calling, Frank Baranowski.
Good night, my friend.
We're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
Okay. I'm Bill Mintz from Dr. Baranowski. We're going to have to get Frank back on and get into past life regression and going into past... We haven't done that in a while. So I'll have to find... We'll have Frank's number, run him down, and get him back on, because he's probably one of the best in the world on that. We have James on the line. Hello, James. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Bill. It's good to talk to you again. I don't know if you remember me. I talked to you over a month ago about the neurophone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to bring that up also in connection with the quartz.
Mm-hmm.
What's the question?
Well, I have the new ThinkMan stereo model, and it's you're able with this to hook up 12 people to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think from a lot of my reading I've done that you can get everybody on the same wavelength with this type of thing.
It's possible. Of one particular wavelength, yes.
Yes. Like, there's a particular tape they also sell that has certain types of sounds, and I think it would get the brain waves all in the same frequency.
Yeah.
The alpha type.
What's the question?
Well, if they're all on the same frequency, and they could be using something similar to... You're familiar with the quartz crystal skull.
As a matter of fact, I just came back from Canada where we did a research on that.
Uh-huh.
You want to see the phone lines light up now?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd really...
Tell us about the quartz crystal skull.
What is your question?
Well, I've always been interested. What really got me into this whole field of open mind type phenomena years ago, over 7 years ago, was my interest in anti-gravity. And I would like to see some more research in this area. And I think the crystals, especially if everybody could be, amplify the thought power, that this would be the thing to move into, similar to the, instead of just using thought power for directional control, as in that fanciful movie with Clint Eastwood, the Firefox, you know, but actually have the power being manufactured by a linked humanity.
Well, now we're talking about something altogether different. We're talking about group thought forms or group energy, synergic mind energy. And I have a certain amount of experience in this particular field because I was involved for 2.5 years with a group of 6 people that did, in fact, merge their minds where they would be able to get the same phenomena. They were able to see the same thing, feel, smell, taste, and, in other words, tune themselves the same frequency without the aid of any mechanical devices, all with crystals. And we use it for the specific purpose of tuning in, channeling in information from, a group identified themselves as the members of the hierarchy who were assisting us to bring information in. Now, whether that's true or not, it's immaterial. But we use it for a specific purpose. We have also created group mind energies for doing absent healing. In every workshop I do, we do just this. We teach people exactly how to go together, combine their minds using the crystals, and the power that's created is so phenomenal that it leaves a column of energy in a spot in the room where we have a large crystal. After we take the crystal away, it leaves that energy field in there so strong that it can be felt for hours afterwards, even by somebody who is not sensitive. It's like a column of hot air right in one spot in the room. And we've had dramatic changes take place from a distance for people to use this. We are quite familiar. And one of my dreams, and let me share this with you.
Okay.
One of my dreams, I don't think it's a dream, one of my intentions.
That's a better word.
Yes, one of my intentions, it has been since I first started doing this, is one day soon, and it's not going to be that long, as the mind expansion, the crystal awareness, the crystal consciousness expands in the continent and in the planet, one day soon, millions of crystal people will focus their minds in the same level, the same energy band, the same frequency, and the same thought will be broadcast throughout the world. Let there be peace. And nothing is going to stop that.
I agree.
Thank you for calling.
And that's one way that can happen.
I also wanted to bring up another thing. The woman who called earlier and discussed about the book where the book goes into a lot about the power rods.
Yes.
I have the same book.
Yes.
And I've read it, and yes, there is quite a bit about combat in there. You know,
there's some real good stuff in it.
There is.
As well.
I've assembled one myself.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I've done it with the leather colored blue. It's supposed to be healing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had an interesting thing happen. My throat was, badly affected.